Today's episode, The Cold War in the Owens Valley. Many of us oldsters remember well the tense reality of living with life during the Cold War of the 1950s and 60s. The newspapers seemed to be reporting another successful nuclear test by the Soviet Union on what seemed like a monthly basis. Teachers had their students practice duck and cover drills in their classrooms with precision regularity, and most of us knew someone that had converted their basement into a bomb shelter. Here in the peaceful Owens Valley, reminders of the country's collective efforts to be prepared for the worst were quietly present as well. Just north of the Inyo County Courthouse in Independence is the County Administrative Building. A few of the county offices are here, as well as the chamber the Board of Supervisors meet in most every Tuesday. The concrete building has a 1960s vintage look to it. Its simple design is rather unremarkable, but the story behind the building is nothing short of implausible. Title Insurance and Trust Company was a huge Southern California-based title company. They had been involved in handling real estate transactions since the late 1880s. Needless to say, they had a huge inventory of documents, most of which they had converted to microfilm. Title company executives were concerned their massive amount of important records and documents were safe enough. With the films kept in a huge storeroom at their main office in downtown Los Angeles, title company executives felt there was a real possibility of having their massive collection of records destroyed in the event of a nuclear attack on Southern California. One of the company's executives liked a vacation in the Eastern Sierra and was well familiar with its remote location. He suggested at a company board meeting that Title Insurance and Trust Company consider building a secure storage facility in Independence and house their collection of microfilm and documents there. The board agreed, and in 1961, their new building was complete and the records of the company were moved to safe Independence. Years went by and the company decided maybe the records didn't need to be stored in a remote area to be safe, and they were eventually moved back to Southern California. They put the building up for sale, and eventually, a delightful little restaurant known as Anna's Italian Villa opened in the old bomb-safe storage building. Alas, Anna's closed down and Inyo County purchased the building. It was first used for storage and eventually turned into the administrative offices it is today. Hopefully, someday, we'll have eternal peace throughout the world, and reminders of a more restless time will just be another distant memory, here and elsewhere, along El Camino Sierra.